Let's celebrate communion this morning with these thoughts in mind. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, my friend. It says, I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this bread and, eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 32. Now here at Grace Christian Center, we celebrate communion once a month. It's the Eucharist. It is a celebration in the Lord. You do not have to be a member of this church in order to participate in communion around here. We celebrate an open table. The most important issue is, have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? If you're a disciple of His, if you belong to Him, we welcome you at this table as we celebrate together. Communion is something deeply meaningful, not a trite or rote experience that the church has done forever. But we really do these things in remembrance of Him. So as the elements are continuing to be distributed, we're almost done. We'd like to take a moment. Have you just take a moment, quietly meditate before the Lord and see, is there anything yet that remains between me and my Jesus? If there is, take care of it now. Is there anything between me or my brother and sister in Christ? If that is the case and that person is here in the room, I urge you, just quietly go to them. Make it right. If there's something that's difficult or an ought or a wall between you and someone else who's not in this room and you know you need to do something to make it right, don't not take communion, but covenant yourself before God that you will go and make it right at your first opportunity. And take communion. The issue of the scripture is that we all celebrate and take communion in His presence. Let's just be quiet before the Lord for a few minutes as we examine ourselves. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you were the one who was betrayed for us. You were the one brutally beaten, bruised, battered for us. You were the one, Lord Jesus, who went to the cross, bore our sins, our griefs, our sorrows, our sicknesses. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You did it for us. You were the one who was buried for us, who took our punishment. And Jesus, you were the one who rose again from the dead for us. We thank you, Lord, that we now have liberty in our lives and freedom to celebrate because of you and what you've done. Now, Jesus, we do these things in remembrance of you. Let's all participate in the bread together as we remember the broken body of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done for us. You bore it for us. Now as we participate in the fruit of the vine, we know this covenant is ratified by your blood. And Lord, we sign on again, and we do this in remembrance of you. You gave us your all, we give you our all. Let's participate together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and thanksgiving and worship this day. The celebration and Eucharist in the Lord. Thank you for the impartation of health, life, and strength. And thank you for your presence, O God. We do this in remembrance of you. And all the people said,
Amen.
Isn't he a great God?